Speakers of AABE will often do something really interesting when it comes to this consonant cluster, where instead of pronouncing it as STR, they'll say SKR. This isn't a region-specific thing either. JID does it and he's from Atlanta. I got some down the street. And YNW Melly does it and he's from Florida. She's straight up by the 772. So what's going on here? Well, this all happens due to a linguistic phenomenon called assimilation, when a sound in a word will change the way it's pronounced, so it's pronounced more similarly to an adjacent sound. It's the same reason why we say input instead of input. M is a lot closer to the P sound than N is, and so N assimilates, becoming more similar and making the word easier to pronounce. Now, what's happening in the case with this specific consonant cluster is that the R sound is pronounced so far back in the throat that it pulls the T sound back with it, causing the T sound to assimilate and become a K sound. Pronounce the T, K, and R sounds separately but in succession and in that order. You'll notice that with each letter, your tongue goes further back in your mouth. So why do only Black Americans assimilate the T in words like straight and street? Why aren't white Americans also saying scrape and screet? Well, it's because as a general rule, AAVE is a lot more loosey-goosey when it comes to consonant sounds and their placements. AAVE not only frequently uses assimilation, but also metathesis, which is when two consonants in the same word switch positions. This is where the stereotype of Black people saying axe instead of ask comes from.